Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 310, Reasonings for Instrumental Music Examined, Part 1. Where believers wish to please God, the question of whether to use instruments of music in worship receives serious consideration. Although mechanical instruments of music, organs, pianos, and the like have long been a part of traditional religious worship, Christians wish to know if their use is in accord with the will of God or if their use is only in accord with the traditions of men. This is part one of a series of four related studies. Each study will examine a separate reasoning or argument why instruments of music might be permissible in Christian worship. We seek to find scriptural grounds for accepting or rejecting each reason. This lesson examines the idea that instruments of music may be used in Christian worship services because the Bible never speaks against their use. The Bible indeed never condemns the use of instruments of music in worship, but neither does it command their use. Many things we know to be wrong are not condemned by name in the Bible. Thus, we can never assume that we have God's approval to do an act when no scripture teaches against that act. In the New Testament, which is our guide today, the Apostle Paul says that faith comes by hearing the word of God, and that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. This is another way of saying that if you cannot find command or an example for an act of worship in the will of Christ, the New Testament, you should not do that act. Study Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Thus, if an act of worship is done without scriptural approval, it is done without faith, for faith comes by hearing the word of God. Because that which is not of faith is sin, it is unnecessary that the word of God prohibit the act. It is only necessary that it be uncommanded. Hence the argument that instruments of music may be used because the Bible does not prohibit their use is wrong. God has always required that man obey his directions. Faith is defined as obedience to God's will, and man's actions contrary to God's will are called sin. Although the way in which God deals with man changed at the time of Christ's death, God never changes. Thus, God, who expected obedience in Old Testament times, expects obedience in New Testament times. This includes our era today. In speaking of historical occasions in the Old Testament, Paul in Romans chapter 15, verse 4 said, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." One of these historical occasions is when God dealt with the first of mankind, Cain and Abel, the children of Adam and Eve. The jealousy which ended in Abel's murder began when Cain made sacrifice to God that was not of faith. Abel, however, in following the directions of God, acted with obedient faith, thereby pleasing God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 says of this, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh." Telling of Cain's and Abel's sacrifices, 1 John chapter 3, verse 12 relates, "Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous." Man's wisdom would say there was little difference between the sacrifice of Cain and that of Abel. Cain, a farmer, gave from his fruits and grains things he had raised. Abel, a herdsman, gave of his flock. Both made sacrifice, however, only Abel obeyed the word of God, while Cain pleased himself. This is no small trifling matter, as these scriptures have shown. The lesson is clear. Like Abel, we must act from faith. And acting from faith means acting from the directions of God, not from directions of man's invention. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 tells us that we must not go beyond that which is written. In the Old Testament, God commanded Jewish worshipers that musical instruments were to be used, and when and where. God was specific. See 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 25 through 28. Likewise, God has commanded in the New Testament the kind of music he wishes in modern Christian worship, and that is singing. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 reads, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Similarly, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 instructs, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Other specific instructions or examples are recorded in Acts chapter 16, verse 25, Romans chapter 15, verse 9, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, and James chapter 5, verse 13. Nowhere has God condemned the use of mechanical instruments of music in Christian worship, but nowhere has He commanded their use. When God specifies His wishes, things not commanded are automatically excluded. Because of the examples of Cain and Abel and of others, and because God has made specific requests for singing, God's people dare not act beyond faith by adding mechanical instruments of music to the worship services. This is why singing, accompanied only by the melody of the heart, is used in the worship services of the Lord's Church today. Thank you for your call.